Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking, honorary degrees from Lincoln, I cross borders like no sheikins and do albums in a weekend, I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling, I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking, them lies and them liars, I still make flyers, I still ride bands and say MC for hire, I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place, mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face, then you got some rappers with that cold broke face, they torn around the world, then they going no place, my KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals, what a spectacle, they get mad when I say I and God are identical, you better get on your knees and praise them, these conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too, ooh, deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew, I'm known by all the kids, I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did, people don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid, me getting bullshit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did, from coast to coast, we roasting toast, I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close,
do
you think they really ready for you now? That there'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic at all, but he just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique, it was special.
Can you see by the dawn what so proudly we hailed at the twilight land gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright through the perilous fight, oh, Lord, oh.
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoice and rise high. Loud and joy. God of our weariness, God of our solitaries, thou who has brought us to far, oh, long way, thou who has found thy might, keep us forever, oh, in this hands we pray.
Underground Radio Network is now on the air. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Mimi's definitely in the house. She's on Twitter right there. And again, shout out to Sonya Perdue. Now, Sonya ain't got with you because I've been taking a break now. And I'm going to be calling you pretty soon. There was another shooting at Fort Hood today. We're going to deal with that a little bit later on. I was trying to get some information on that zombie apocalypse because somebody asked in. I got Ebony over there working on it, so we're going to see how that comes out. The president is here in Chicago. I repeat, the president is here in Chicago. Hold on. Ebony's just telling me that she got something from the Huffington Post. Okay, Ebony, pull it up. Zombie apocalypse, everybody. These states are totally surviving the zombie apocalypse. What is a zombie apocalypse, first of all? Is it what we were saying earlier about this? People going crazy, eating everybody up. So just read it off the cuff without reviewing it. Okay. These states are totally surviving the zombie apocalypse. Huffington Post. But Ebony's in the entertainment industry, Ebony. Is it a story for real, though? Is it a story for real? How about this? How about you just look it up, and then we'll go from there, all right? Not look it up. You review it, and we go from there, okay? Let's see what else I got here. Yeah, there's a shooting in Fort Hood today. Yeah. Yes, another shooting in Fort Hood. Thank you, Yo, let the world of Twitter at Tillman 2014 know we're on the air, babe. Okay, we got a shooting at Fort Hood. Let me go ahead and get some information on that. Again, what's up with Fort Hood? Three victims, gunmen dead after second Fort Hood massacre shooting. Is this video on this? Do we have video on this? We do have video on it. Hold on. I got some video and audio. Let me take a quick commercial break. I mean, we ain't got commercial stuff. Let me take a quick song break and then get the audio up and we'll go from there. 347-838-9825. Like I said, our system got hacked. Everything went down. We're trying to get back upgraded, everybody. Just please bear with us.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, I'm gonna try to pull some audio up on the Fort Hood shooting. Let me see if I can get some of it up. If I can. Okay, we have a little more little more technical difficulties on it. Ebony, try to get the volume on it. There you go. Okay, now why don't you just reboot it? Yeah. Okay, you gotta reboot it. Bet. Now. All right, there we go. Let's see if we can get it all right now. Let's see how we can do it.
Anything moved from the medical support building to another building. We do know that law enforcement was in pursuit of an individual. We were told there were two individuals at one point for quite some time. We heard from the gentleman earlier, Tyler, who described what he was seeing, and women, children, some in uniforms, some not, coming out of a building, and they were told to come out with their hands up. They were searched. Because in a situation like this, you can't leave any stone unturned. You
right.
have to really look at everything. And Fort Hood, if people haven't been on Fort Hood, it is a very large military installation.
It's the largest
in the
United States. And, you know, it is a very secure site. So if this is, in fact, something that started between two people in an argument, that is, you know, it's a horrible situation regardless. But this is something that they're going to have to investigate and figure out what in the world happened
mm-hmm.
and how this guy ended up shooting and killing four people. There are three others other than himself. And, of course, you're looking at pictures now of the medevac taking people away to area. We're not sure if the shooter... likely from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, it was there.
I mean, and seeing, we're looking at the medevac helicopter right now, and when we heard some of the medical personnel that spoke during that press conference, he said that they were getting patients that were already cared for somewhere in Killeen. He didn't know exactly the institution where they were. They were cared for at, so there could possibly still be other individuals that are injured that are being treated at Darnell right now. We only know of the ones, more specific details of the ones that are at Scott and White right now, and from what the chief medical officer said, they were getting the more critically injured patients, ones with gunshot wounds to the neck, to the stomach, to
the other extremities. They said that their conditions were from stable to
mm-hmm.
quite critical. So, you know, this looks like...
Someone being taken in right there.
Someone being taken there. I assume this is at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't know if they're soldiers, civilians. We haven't received that specific information just yet.
Right, and they're not telling us how many were men and women. We're still waiting to hear all that stuff. We hopefully will get more at this press conference coming up any minute. We are expecting it. At any minute, but you can see taking a patient into the hospital. Maybe this one is not wounded as critically as others. They don't seem to be rushing
mm-hmm.
at, you know, they're moving at a brisk pace, but they're not running into the hospital. So hopefully this person will be okay. But, you know, stable to quite critical is a tough window
mm-hmm.
For these people who are wounded.
And you heard the chief medical officer, Glenn Couchman, talk about his experience with the Fort Hood shooting in November of 2009,
right,
where he was there, and they handled about 11 of the people, treated 11 of the people that were involved in that tragic shooting. So it's obvious, sad to say, but it's a sad reminder from the, you know, it's a sad reminder, something that they're familiar with too. And we're really hoping that when we get a update from them in about an hour, that we will, you know, get some great news that all those patients are in stable condition. Hopefully learn more from them. And we're hoping that, can we take a live look at Fort Hood right now, kind of see what's happening out there? We know that we're waiting for Fort Hood to address the media, and we're hoping that it will happen sometime soon so we can pass along more information to you about this shooting. We don't know how many shots were fired, several shots.
Right.
We don't know what kind of weapon was used. We don't know the motive. And we heard from NBC's Brian Williams that this all unfolded after an apparent argument between two soldiers. We've also heard that the alleged shooter took his own life, died from a gunshot wound to the head, a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So we're hoping to have – we're not going to have all of our questions answered today.
Right. It's going to be tough.
It's going to take some time.
And we'll be covering the story every day for the next few months because it's not going away anytime soon. And, of course, the motive is the number one
reason. You want to know why.
Reason why. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want to know why someone would do this on post to their fellow, you know, if this guy was a soldier, his fellow soldiers, civilians even. You know, we're still waiting to hear just who the victims are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a wonder why someone would do something
mm-hmm.
like this.
34 years old. We have learned that his name is Ivan Lopez. We don't know his rank with the military, if he in fact is a soldier. We haven't received any of those confirmed reports from Fort Hood yet. We also want to let you know that Fort Hood is still on lockdown.
Right.
We heard some reports earlier that the lockdown was lifted and people were being let off base, but that is not the case. That lockdown is still in force. Which is probably disheartening to a lot of folks who
yeah.
are waiting either to get on post, possibly to pick up their kids from school.
Yeah, still.
I mean, it's 8:30 and they still haven't gotten their kids yet. So I'm sure there's some parents that are eager to do so. And some people can't even go home tonight.
I know. It's really – and they've set up a shelter for that. In case you can't get on post to get home, the Killeen City and Red Cross has opened up a shelter. They opened it up around 8 o'clock, so about 30 minutes ago. And as the lockdown continues, they're going to remain open. It's happening over at the Killeen Community Center on East Veterans Memorial Boulevard. East Veterans Memorial Boulevard. There's no window as to how late they're going to stay there or how late you can stay there, probably just until the lockdown is done. And, you know, these kids who are still at the school and they're locked down, but they're being cared for by their teachers and staff there, so they're in good hands. But there's a lot of people who are displaced tonight because of this whole tragedy today, and they're still waiting in their cars, waiting in line to get off post,
mm-hmm.
waiting in line to get on post so they can get home and see their families. You see traffic here moving earlier today, but that was the calm before the storm,
mm-hmm.
essentially, before everything was locked down tight.
Mm-hmm. And we heard numerous reports via Twitter, and some we even spoke to some of our viewers and witnesses by phone, and they described the scene following the shooting as soldiers jumping over fences,
right.
and then they heard the announcement to, you know, get down, seek shelter in place, get away from doors and windows. So there's a lot of folks in the Killeen community that are really shaken up tonight.
Yeah, they really are, and, you know, the psychology of it all, they're going to be shaken up for a little while,
mm-hmm.
I think, because something like this doesn't go away easily. I don't think that, you know, you really, as we were talking earlier, you don't really heal from something
mm-hmm.
like this, especially if it affected you. We were talking to this gentleman earlier named Tyler, and he happened to be right across the street from where all this happened, and he said it's probably one of the most intense things that he's experienced in his life,
mm-hmm.
and that's not going to go away.
No.
You know, and things like that, he's going to remember forever.
Mm-hmm.
And in some way, they affect every person who's involved on post, even off post.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to affect us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for as long as we can remember, we're going to remember that there was a shooting April 2nd, and, you know, it's just, it's not going to go away.
Mm-mm. No. And our hearts really go out to the folks that were affected by this, and you know, you just want to know why, and you know, we may never know why someone does something like this, but hopefully the information that we do get soon will provide a little bit of comfort to people there. Hopefully, you know, the lockdown will be lifted soon, so
right.
Parents can pick up their kids and maybe get home or
at a reasonable hour.
So we don't know when that's going to be happening tonight, if it's going to happen tonight. You think about Fort Hood and how big it is. It's a crime scene.
Right.
I mean, it is. You have a very large crime scene. And we don't know, you know, all we know is this medical building. That's where the shooting was initially reported. We don't know if it went to other buildings, if this person fled. I mean, in every single location will be, in fact, the crime scene where they collect evidence. So this is just the beginning of a very long, long-term event.
And we're hearing from our elected officials to Governor Perry. He released a statement earlier today, as did John Cornyn. Governor Perry was today Fort Hood was once again stricken by tragedy. As Texans, our first priority must be caring for the victims and their families. Fort Hood has proven its resilience before and will again. Texas will support these efforts in any way we can with any resources necessary. The thoughts and prayers of all Texans are with everyone affected by this tragedy. And John Cornyn also released a statement today.
All right, this is what John Cornyn had to say tonight. Texans' hearts are once again very heavy. The scenes coming from Fort Hood today are sadly too familiar and still fresh in our memories. No community should have to go through this horrific violence once, let alone twice. I ask that all Americans join Sandy and me in praying for the victims, their families, and the entire Fort Hood community. And I know we've been waiting for answers, and we are not going to be getting them just yet.
And we also heard from President Obama. He tweeted out earlier today, we are going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened at Fort Hood, and said that we are heartbroken that shooting has happened at Fort Hood again. And he released a full statement and spoke to the press. Take a listen.
You know, any shooting is troubling. Obviously, this reopens the pain of what happened at Fort Hood 5 years ago. We know these families. We know their incredible service to our country and the sacrifices that they make. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the entire community. And we are going to do everything we can to make sure that the community at Fort Hood has what it needs to deal with the current situation, but also any potential aftermath. We're heartbroken that something like this might have happened again. And I don't want to comment on the facts until I know exactly what has happened. But for now, I would just hope that everybody across the country is keeping the families and the community of Fort Hood in our thoughts and in our prayers. The folks there have sacrificed so much on behalf of our freedom. Many of the people there have been through multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. They serve with valor and they serve with distinction. And when they're at their home base, they need to feel safe. We don't yet know what happened tonight, but obviously that sense of safety has been broken once again, and we're going to have to find out exactly what happened. The Pentagon will undoubtedly have further briefings for you as we get more details about what happened. Thanks, everybody.
And we are still waiting to hear more. What we do know right now, the alleged shooter, has been identified as 34-year-old Ivan Lopez. Brian Williams of NBC has tweeted that this shooting apparently unfolded after an argument between two soldiers. We haven't confirmed that as of yet. We're still waiting to hear from Fort Hood. We just learned that news conference on post has been pushed back to 9:15. So, of course, we will bring that to you as soon as it begins. So we have Sophia Samas and Emily Collins out there. If they have any updates, we'll pass those along to you as well. We should be hearing from Scott White in less than an hour about the conditions of the victims that are being treated there We know that the last time we heard from there, there were four victims, and their injuries ranged from, you know, severe, quite severe. Some of them were listed in stable condition and also listed to quite critical condition. Let's take a listen to what they had to say.
A lot of unknowns early on, and it creates some logistical problems in how you plan for this kind of event. We routinely practice for mass casualty events. We have a command center that we run practice drills. We have our support staff have been activated and ample resources. Any more patients need to be transferred over, but at this time we don't anticipate being transferred over. A total of four patients who have been transferred to our facility. Two more are en route, I understand, right now, and we're preparing to take those immediately to the operating room because they have some very, very severe injuries.
What we gathered is that the folks that were injured in this shooting, some of the ones were treated at the scene, the ones with more severe injuries, they were actually taken to Scott and White. We want to let you know also there were some reports earlier that the lockdown was lifted. It has not been lifted. It is still in effect right now. And so a lot of the folks that live on post will not be able to get back on post right now. And we want to let you know that the city of Killeen and Red Cross will open a shelter, or they have opened a shelter. It's been open for about 40 minutes. For anyone able to return to Fort Hood while the lockdown continues, the shelter is open right now. It's at the Killeen Community Center. That is at 2201 East Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Once again, that address is 2201 East Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Also, KISD has released a statement for parents that are concerned that they haven't been able to pick up their kids. That is because of this lockdown. So all students whose parents are unable to pick them up because of the lockdown, they are at their campuses. They're being cared for by campus administration. That staff there will continue to care for students until a parent is able to pick them up. This applies to all campuses on and off Fort Hood where children are being held awaiting a parent. So if you have both parents that are working, they could possibly both be held up right now and not able to pick up their kids.
Right. It was a very interesting day, a very sad day today. What happened was, if you were just joining us, if you're just getting home, if you're in the shelter wanting to know what in the world happened today, around 4:30 this afternoon, we were told shots were fired around 72nd and Support Avenue at the medical support building there. It was an active scene for hours at a time. All of the people there were put on lockdown. And for hours, and they're still on lockdown right now, people are not getting on or getting off post. So it's a very fluid situation right now. So for a while, they were looking for what we thought were two shooters, and they were reported two shooters, and then it was just down to one shooter. And then we learned that the one shooter had shot himself in the head, and he is now dead. We are now reporting that four are dead, and that includes the Fort Hood shooter. He has been identified as Ivan Lopez, 34 years old. We're still wanting to figure out if he is a soldier, if he's not a soldier, if he's a civilian. There's a lot of questions still unanswered tonight. The Fort Hood press conference is scheduled to get underway in about half an hour from now. It was pushed back to 9:15, as many press conferences are in situations like this. The Scott and White one was pushed back to 7:15 earlier today. But we were talking to a gentleman by the name of Tyler on the phone earlier today, and he was our eyes and ears on the scene. He was right across the street from where all this happened, and he was telling us about the response that was at the scene. He said about 90 police cars were there. He said men, women, and children were being escorted from that building at gunpoint with their hands up in the air, told to get down on the ground. They were searching everybody there. He also mentioned that that police, the SWAT team was there. Helicopters were circling around. Unmarked cars were there. The streets were completely blocked off. He was stuck wherever he was, right across the street. He didn't want to give his location for obvious security reasons, but he mentioned that the SWAT team was there, and there were probably about 20 ambulances there, and people were being shuffled to and from ambulances and then life-flighted to hospitals. We talked to Scott and White, or we heard from them not too long ago, about the patients who were there. They received 4 patients at their facility. 2 were en route at the current moment. They likely are in the OR right now. They were coming in from Darnell Army Medical Center. They sustained gunshot wounds to the extremities, the abdomen, the chest, and the neck. They range from stable to quite critical in status, and they're not sure if they're soldiers or they're men or women. They're not telling us that information right now. They're also not telling us if the families have arrived. They're possibly stuck on or off post because of the lockdown in the area. And if you are waiting to get on post and you cannot because of the lockdown, there is a shelter that's opening up. It opened up about 45 minutes ago. The city of Killeen and Red Cross are opening up that shelter for anyone who's unable to return home on post because of the lockdown. It opened at 8 o'clock at the Killeen Community Center. That's at 2201 East Veterans Memorial Boulevard, and they're not sure how late it'll stay open. I assume until the lockdown is lifted. They do have a capacity of 150, so they are waiting for just Fort Hood residents to arrive so that they have a capped amount of people that they can take in. So that happened at 8 o'clock. We heard from the President of the United States. He was notified of the shooting and said that he is heartbroken, that they are going to get to the bottom of this and about this shooting on Fort Hood today. We also heard from Rick Perry and Senator Cornyn. We can put their statements up. We can see what they had to say. Governor Rick Perry said today Fort Hood was once again stricken by tragedy. As Texans, our first priority must be caring for the victims and their families. Fort Hood has proven its resilience before and will again. Texas will support these efforts in any way we can with any resources necessary. The thoughts and prayers of all Texans are with everyone affected by this tragedy. Senator Cornyn also responded saying tonight, Texans' hearts are once again very heavy. The scenes coming from Fort Hood today are sadly too familiar and still fresh in our memories. No community should have to go through this horrific violence once, let alone twice. I ask that all Americans join Sandy and me in praying for these victims, their families, and the entire Fort Hood community. So emotional words from our representatives tonight, and Obama's tweets are, we are going to get to the bottom of this and find out exactly what happened at Fort Hood. We are heartbroken that shooting has happened at Fort Hood again. And they released a full statement at a press conference. Take a listen.
You know, any shooting is troubling. Obviously, this reopens the pain of what happened at Fort Hood 5 years ago. We know these families. We know their incredible service to our country and the sacrifices that they make. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the entire community, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure that the community at Fort Hood has what it needs to deal with the current situation, but also any potential aftermath. We're heartbroken that something like this might have happened again. And I don't want to comment on the facts until I know exactly what has happened. But for now, I would just hope that everybody across the country is keeping the families and the community of Fort Hood in our thoughts and in our prayers. The folks there have sacrificed so much on behalf of our freedom. Many of the people there have been through multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. They serve with valor, and they serve with distinction. And when they're at their home base, they need to feel safe. We don't yet know what happened tonight, but obviously that sense of safety has been broken once again. And we're going to have to find out exactly what happened. The Pentagon will undoubtedly have further briefings for you as we get more details about what happened. All right. Thanks, everybody.
And we're just being told, I'm seeing on Twitter now, lots of people tweeting in that the big voice has announced that the emergency no longer is in effect. That happened about 1 minute ago. The all clear was just sounded. I just heard the sirens announced that the emergency has been lifted. So people there are no longer shelter in place. Of course, we want to hear from you on what's going on in your area in on post. We're, again, the code has been lifted. So it sounds like the emergency has been lifted on post. And, of course, you can always reach us at kcentv.com. We are streaming live, and I believe we are on our Clear Channel radio stations, too. So if you're joining us there, you can. We are welcoming your pictures and videos. You can send them to news at kcentv.com, as well as find us on Facebook at facebook.com/kcentv. Nikki and I are on Twitter as well, monitoring everything there. I am at kcendoug. She is at kcennikki. So students there who are not so much trapped, but hopefully being reunited with their parents soon. They're being cared for by the administration in their classrooms and in their schools until parents can arrive. Now that this all-emergency has been lifted, hopefully they can start to reunite parents with their students once again. They're being cared for until the parents can come to pick them up at the school. That applies for all campuses on and off Fort Hood, where children are being held awaiting a parent there. CTC also was on lockdown earlier today. They've canceled classes for this evening. By now, I had assumed that all classes would be over, if not very close to it. But a lot of students are awaiting parents. Hopefully, they can be reunited shortly. And we want to take a look at some video earlier sent in to us of the sirens going off initially and what people were hearing. Take a look.
Doors and windows. Seek shelter immediately. Doors and windows. Shelter immediately.
Talking about the emergency sirens, I just received a tweet from a woman named Jamie who said, and this came in about a minute ago, that the warning sirens have just gone off again saying that the emergency has been lifted. Did we already know that?
Yes.
Okay. See what happens when I'm gone? Sorry.
That's all right. No, hopefully people will start to get reunited now, and since the lockdown is lifted, they can start getting people on and off post. So that families can be reunited. It is almost 9 o'clock, and, you know, that's a long time, especially for the kids to be in school and being cared for by their teachers and the staff and the principal and everybody there.
And some people haven't even spoken to their loved ones or significant others on all day because I'm receiving tweets from people that are saying, I really wish I could talk to my husband. I haven't heard from him since right after this happened. I know he's okay, but since then there's been no communication. So I know a lot of people are anxious that they want to get their loved ones, talk to them, see them, pick up their kids from school,
right.
Just get home. Just as simple as being home.
There's no place like home, especially on a day today. And you just want to hug your kids a little extra tight tonight because we cannot forget the victims, the four people who are dead, the three people who were not the shooter. Their families are going to have a rough road ahead of them, and we have to keep them in our thoughts and prayers as well. The shooter, we're told, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He is one of the four that are dead. Of course, many others injured in the hospital tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a listen to the doctors who gave a press conference not too long ago from Scott and White.
I'm going to take a little break right there. I'm trying to go and pay a little tribute to the victims that passed away today and get a little insight on what happened. This is what's going on Wednesday, and what's definitely going on is the Texas shooting. Be back in a minute, everybody.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop the bop. Bop it out of bebop. Bop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
The little delay for 1 minute. Let's go back and see what's going on to the Texas shooting, everybody. Trying to get a little upgrade and see what's happening with that.
He was on post known to get wrong. He was telling us a lot of information, saying that the SWAT team had arrived and how many ambulances were there and cop cars were there. As you can see here in this video, MPs were telling people where they could and could not go.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very busy, hectic scene, and police were trying to mitigate as much as possible by locking down the post, because once you do that, you know, you keep people right where they are, because
mm-hmm.
people listen to the big voice, as they call it, over the PA system.
And he talked about what he saw in the building that was close to where he was standing, and he said that there's a large crowd of people that were removed from a building there, some in military, members of the military, some civilians, women, he said,
right.
Two little girls. And they had their hands up. So obviously a very scary situation. We have our own Sophia Thomas. She is standing by live at Fort Hood right now as we await this press conference to get started, we hope sometime soon. Sophia, what's happening out there?
Well, we heard just about 10 minutes ago, we heard a siren go off a couple of times, much like we heard around 5 o'clock when the post was locked down and people were advised to take shelter and stay away from doors and windows. You can see them. I don't know if you can see them behind me, but they're starting to come down TJ Mills out of Fort Hood's main gate right now. We're just starting to see some movement. This road has just been a ghost town for the last couple of hours because only emergency personnel, essential emergency personnel, was being let through. They were turning other folks around. Now folks are moving through and they're able to move about. We spoke earlier with a woman who said she hadn't spoke to her husband in 2 hours. And when the sirens went off, they were allowed. We knew that they were allowed to use their cell phones again because they had been advised not to, the soldiers and people on post. And so she finally heard from her husband. She just came running up to me, and she said, "I heard from him." And she just said, "I've never been this happy." And so we're awaiting that press conference here with Lieutenant General Mark Milley, the commanding general of Fort Hood, and hoping to learn more. And we will bring you the latest. Back to you.
All right, Sophia Thomas, we'll check back in with you in a couple of moments. They slated that press conference to start at 9:15. I know a lot of folks are eager to hear what Fort Hood has to say and what they've learned. They pushed it back quite a bit, but, of course, they want to get us the most detailed and accurate information that they can. So we're hoping in about 15 minutes we will hear from Fort Hood, and then immediately following that at 9:30, Scott and White is supposed to hold another press conference to let us know the status of the victims that they've treated. They were about to receive two more from the Killeen area, and they were going to be rushed right into surgery because they were critically injured. So we hope to hear the latest on their conditions as well.
Yeah, they said their injuries were pretty bad, and of course we're getting tweets that the big voice has spoken, that the lockdown has been lifted, that the emergency code has been lifted. So people hopefully will be able to get reunited with their families, get on and get off post. If you're looking to get on post but you want to wait a little bit, there is a shelter on East Veterans Memorial Boulevard at the Killeen Community Center. That's being put on by the City of Killeen and the Red Cross. That is going on until people can get home. So there is a rest area, mm-hmm. so to speak, for people who want to wait it out a little bit.
There are a lot of folks that are asking how they can help out. They want to know if they can donate blood. As far as Scott and White goes right now, they say they're all good. They said they don't need any blood donations as of yet. That could possibly change, and, of course, we'll pass that along to you. But I think that's just a true testament to the Killeen and Fort Hood community that they're already wanting to jump into action and help out in this time of tragedy. They're already banding together to support one another.
And they do that, and it's really great to see how they come together
mm-hmm.
and support each other, and the camaraderie there is unbelievable, and there's nothing like it
mm-hmm.
in the whole world. But the military families really do that, and they will support each other through this. They're going to support the victims' families. They're going to support those who are injured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to be a nice thing to see, as you know, given the circumstances. Sorry that they have to – it's sad that they have to meet under these circumstances,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to do the right thing, and they're going to support each other in the right way.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I know we talked about this earlier, about an hour ago, but about a month ago, there was an event held in Killeen, probably less than a month ago, to honor and remember and to raise money for the Fort Hood Memorial, to honor those who lost their lives and who were injured and who are still dealing with the emotional scars of what happened on November 5th of 2009, and then less than a month later, this happens on Fort Hood.
Right.
It's just really unbelievable. And I know that there are going to be a lot of people that are searching for answers right now. How did this happen? Why did it happen? Who is this alleged shooter? I mean, all we know is his name. And there have been unconfirmed reports that this shooting happened after an argument with 34-year-old Ivan Lopez and another soldier. We don't know that for sure, though.
Right. We're still waiting to hear a lot of that stuff. And Scott White earlier gave a press conference about the condition of the patients that they were seeing. They had four in their facility. Take a listen.
We have received now a total of four patients who have been transferred to our facility. Two more are en route, I understand, right now, and we're preparing to take those immediately to the operating room because they have some very, very severe injuries.
Variety. Injuries to the chest, to the abdomen, to the extremities, and then an injury to the neck on the various patients that we've seen.
And you just heard from two of the spokespeople at Scott and White about the people and the victims that they are treating, the ones that they're expected to be treating. We received a statement from Governor Rick Perry about this tragedy, and he says, quote, "Today, Fort Hood was once again stricken by tragedy. As Texans, our first priority must be caring for the victims and their families. Fort Hood has proven its resilience before and will again. Texas will support these efforts in any way we can with any resources necessary. The thoughts and prayers of all Texans are with everyone affected by this tragedy." This is a statement from Senator John Cornyn. He says, quote, "Tonight, Texans' hearts are once again very heavy. The scenes coming from Fort Hood today are sadly too familiar and still fresh in our memories. No community should have to go through this horrific violence once, let alone twice. I ask that all Americans join Sandy and me in praying for victims, their families, and the entire Fort Hood community." We also heard from President Obama. He released a statement. He spoke not too long ago, and he also sent out a few tweets. He says, quote, "We are going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened at Fort Hood." He went on to say, "We are heartbroken that the shooting has happened at Fort Hood once again." Also, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, he spoke about the incidents that happened on Fort Hood. He is in Honolulu for a conference, and he spoke about this tragedy and also the security of military bases. Take a listen.
Fort Hood is still locked down. We are still getting facts.
It's a terrible tragedy. We know that. We know there are casualties, both people killed and injured. We don't have all the facts yet. We will get those. It's still under investigation. Anytime you lose any of your people to these kinds of tragedies, there's an issue. There's a problem. We don't have the facts. We will get the facts. And when we have those facts, specifically about Fort Hood, we'll address them. We don't have any choice here but to address what happened and do everything possible to assure the safety of our men and women who work on these bases and their families. That isn't an option. It isn't a matter of a question or a challenge too tough. We will do it.
And I know everyone at home is anxiously awaiting answers. They want to know what happened. This is a live look at the podium there in front of Fort Hood. They are getting ready for this news conference. We were told that it's supposed to take place at 9:15. Fort Hood Commanding General Mark Milley is expected to speak. We're not sure if several others will speak as well, but we are waiting to hear the latest from Fort Hood. We haven't received any confirmed reports from them yet, just the fact that there was a shooting on post. That was the only confirmation that Fort Hood has released since these events unfolded. What we do know, 4 people have been confirmed dead. We know that the shooter is in fact dead. The alleged shooter has been identified as 35-year-old Ivan Lopez. Unconfirmed reports indicate that this shooting happened as a result of an argument that happened between 2 of the soldiers, Ivan Lopez being one of them, and then this happened. We also heard from witnesses that after this happened, soldiers were seen jumping over fences. Everyone on post in the Killeen area was urged to shelter in place, get inside, stay away from windows. And you may have heard Secretary Hagel speak. He said the lockdown, the Fort Hood was locked down. That has since been lifted, and folks hopefully are able to pick up their kids from school because there were a lot of children, because the schools were locked down, they couldn't pick their kids up.
And they're awaiting a parent right now so that the kids can get picked up and families can be reunited. Excuse me. But if you're familiar with Fort Hood and the area there, it was that building 33026. That's over in the area of 72nd and Support Avenue. It happened around 4:30, so we've been on the air since about 4:45 or so. As soon as we found out, and we were getting ready for our 5 o'clock show, and we heard word that this happened, and we just looked at each other and said, oh, no, and we couldn't believe that this was happening again. So we went into, as they did, all hands on deck and bringing you the best coverage that we can. And we, of course, are doing social media. That's been a big player in this event today. We're hearing from a lot of people on social media, at KCE and Doug, at KCE and Nikki, and at KCE and News. We want to hear from you and where you are, and if you're waiting to pick up your child, if you're in the school waiting for children to be picked up, we want to hear from you and hear what you have to say.
Because as soon as they give the all clear and the lockdown is lifted, it's not like it's an immediate, everyone's off base and everyone's at home. I mean, this is a process that's going to take quite some time.
It's probably the biggest bottleneck at Fort Hood right now, because everybody's trying to get off the post and everybody's trying to get on the post. They can go home. So I assume it's just gridlock right now.
And, of course, a lot of these areas where this happened, where they think it may have happened, are blocked off as crime scenes now. So who knows what kind of detours that is causing in areas where people can't go and causing more delays. So it's going to be a while before things are back to normal, so to speak. Our own Ashley Allen is out at Scott & White right now. She's joining us now by phone. Ashley, what's happening out there?
Hi, Nikki. Well, we just got briefed here. We had a press conference a while ago. There are 4 patients here, 2 en route, but we did see helicopters land here just shortly after that press conference, so we're thinking those could be the patients they were waiting on, either one or both of them. We were told, obviously, you heard the injuries range. They have gunshot wounds to extremities, abdomen, neck, chest. The conditions range from stable to quite critical. That's to quote them there. They said they don't anticipate more patients being transferred in, but obviously that could change. And we will be briefed again here in about 20 minutes. We'll be getting more information from Scott and White. We'll have updates on those patients, and we'll know if any more have rolled in. They said that, you know, they are really well prepared for this. They have plenty of operating rooms, plenty of staff, and they actually just ran a drill for this type of thing just a while ago, just a few weeks ago. So they were well prepared to handle this, and so we'll have more updates coming up at 9:30.
All right, Ashley Allen, thank you very much. And it's nice to know that they have enough room, because that's one thing you worry about, if they have enough beds, enough ORs when it comes time for this type of casualties and victims who need help immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they actually said they've just done drills like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's good to always be prepared, especially for times like this, which you hope never, ever happen.
And some of the doctors who are treating the victims right now are the ones that worked on victims of the Fort Hood shooting in 2009. One of the doctors saying that they treated 11 of those victims. Right now we know there's four. Ashley said two are en route, and some of their injuries were to the abdomen, to the neck, to the arms, to the legs, to the chest. Some of the patients are described to be in stable condition to quite critical condition. And we know the two patients that were en route to the hospital, they were described as having very severe injuries. We know that the OR was prepped for them and ready to get them into surgery as quickly as possible. So hopefully we'll hear some great news on their condition in about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, we'll get some good news there. Let's go ahead and take a listen to the doctors and what they had to say earlier this evening.
Have received now a total of four patients who have been transferred to our facility. Two more are en route, I understand, right now, and we're preparing to take those immediately to the operating room because they have some very, very severe injuries.
It's a variety. Injuries to the chest, to the abdomen, to the extremities, and then injury to the neck on the various patients that we've seen.
A lot of unknowns early on, and it creates some logistical problems in how you plan for this kind of event. We routinely practice for mass casualty events. We have a command center that we run practice drills. We have all of our support.
Right now we're waiting on for the press conference of coming up of what happened. I'm trying to bring everybody the updated news of what's going on. That's what happening right now. Right now. And I'm waiting for them to come on up. What's y'all take on it? You can tweet me at Tim2014 at Twitter. In the meantime, between time, they're going to the podium, so let me get this really propped up for you.
sounds of Jimmy Early.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
Can't sing no more sad songs. Hey, Curtis, this is supposed to be your night, right? Let's have some happy time. Brian, I'm gonna give you a count off. The rest of y'all come in when I tick, right?
What the hell's he doing?
1, 2, 3, hit me! Bop, bop, bop it out of me, bop, bop, bop. Yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me!
Okay, my fault. I'm trying to get it back together, everybody. There you go, one more time.
And senses, essentially, that come up out of the ground, and when they're activated, they shoot up, and they don't let anybody, like, you can't get by these things. No. So those, where I was told, were up. From Twitter, people were saying that those were up. So it was a all-hands-on-deck lockdown, and it has been lifted, and people are now being able to go in and off post, which is a very good sign. Hopefully everybody can get home at a decent hour tonight and get some rest after a very long day.
We know right now that 4 people are dead, including the alleged shooter. We don't know any details on who those folks are that lost their lives as a result of this tragedy. We've only heard unconfirmed reports on how this may have happened, that it apparently started because of an argument between the alleged shooter and another soldier, so we don't really know the details on that. We know it happened at a medical support building. That is a unconfirmed report by Fort Hood. We're waiting to still hear, you know, exactly where it took place. That building number is 33026, if you're familiar with the buildings on post there on Support Boulevard.
Around 72nd Street, too, yeah.
430. Report of shots were fired, one witness telling us she reportedly saw soldiers jumping over fences, and then the big announcement came for people to stay indoors, a very hectic scene. We heard from one individual who identified himself as Tyler, who said that he saw people being taken out of buildings, you know, hands in the air, guns drawn. They were searched, and it was just a very... very hectic situation. SWAT, multiple agencies arrived on Fort Hood, tanks, helicopters. So
right. It was a very busy afternoon, and we also are keeping our ears and eyes out for the kids tonight who were stuck at school and on buses. We want to hear from Killeen ISD. They gave us a statement. Take a listen.
Our first and foremost priority is to maintain the safety and security of the students that we still have at campuses on post as well as off of post, and make sure that those students are reunited with their parents and make it home safely.
And making it home safely is, of course, the number one item on everybody's list tonight,
mm-hmm.
so that everybody can just be home and be safe with each
other. Try to get back to some sort of normalcy, whatever that may be for you at this time. And you think about all the schools that were placed on lockdown, and even CTC was four miles away.
Tonight, yeah.
They were evacuated as a safety precaution, and their classes were canceled for this evening. We haven't heard any word to see if that will resume tomorrow. We're receiving some new video, I believe, of victims being transported. This is at Scott and White, of victims being transported there.
From earlier this evening, it looks like Medevac brought them. We're told that some of them were brought from Darnell Army Medical Center. Some were brought directly from the scene. So, you know, it's impossible to tell where they came from, but they're getting good treatment there at Scott and White. We hope to hear from them, was it 9:30?
9:30, mm-hmm.
That they plan to hold another press conference and we can get updates on their conditions and how many more patients that they've taken in tonight. Last we heard, they took in four, and during their press conference they said that they had two on the way from Darnell Army Medical Center. So in all, six patients there tonight. Two of them were going straight to the ER because they're wounds were that bad that you said the ORs were prepped and ready to go. So we, of course, will hope to get an update on that coming up around 9:30 or so. But we also are awaiting the Fort Hood press conference from General Mark Milley, as you see there. Looks like the lights have turned off again. That's not a good sign. They were just all on a few minutes ago.
Looks like we're delayed once again. We haven't received any official word from Fort Hood that it's been pushed back, but it looks like maybe waiting just a little bit longer, so we'll pass that along to you as soon as we get that information. And the good news with Scott and White is they weren't anticipating any more patients, and they said that they were treating the most critically wounded, so they weren't receiving any more. So if there were more patients that were taken to Darnell and were receiving treatment there, the good news is that their injuries weren't as severe, too, so they weren't receiving any more of those. So that's a little bit of a bright spot in this tragedy as well.
And, of course, getting microphones ready there at the podium, getting ready for this press conference. I want to recap that four people are dead. That includes this alleged Fort Hood gunman who was at the scene today and was involved in the shooting. Everybody's wondering why he did this and what motivated him. You know, Brian Williams was saying earlier today that it was because of an argument between two soldiers or more soldiers, but we're not sure. They haven't confirmed that yet. Again, something that we're waiting for out of this press conference. But if you are
sorry about that. Everything's going on. Dead air again, everybody. Everything fell low. Everything is not what it's supposed to have been. I thought we had the people coming up with it.
Critical injuries, anywhere from gunshot wounds.
I'm sorry about that, everybody. Fade in and out. Let me see. Got a caller calling in, holding on to. Hold on, caller. I'm trying to get the head up on the latest on the news crash. Bear with me, everybody.
A lot of folks have been asking, how can they help? The first thing they want to do is go ahead and give blood, but Scott and White is okay right now. They said that if they need any assistance, they'll be sure to call on the public for that. People are already ready to jump into action and help any way they can.
That's really good, and I'm glad to hear that Scott and White is okay with that right now. For KISD, we want to let you know that the students are safe, they're fine, they're with their teachers and principals and staff there at their schools. They're just waiting for parents to come pick them up. So the biggest challenge now is getting there. This applies for all campuses, on-post and off-post, but the biggest challenge, of course, is getting there and making sure that, you know, they can get there in a timely manner. I'm sure these kids are exhausted. They're ready to go home and be with their mom and dad or whoever is caring for them tonight. So they are waiting there until parents can come and pick them up.
And for some of you who are maybe just joining us and you don't live in the Killeen, Fort Hood area, and you don't really know when something like this happens on post, the protocol and what sort of happens, we do have some video, if we can have that ready to go, of the people that were sending us some of their eyewitness accounts of what it sounded like when they were told to stay inside their homes. Let's take a listen to that.
Doors and windows.
shelter immediately. Doors and windows. Shut off heating, ventilation,
and air. Obviously a very scary situation if you're at home and you hear that 4:30, your kids are coming home from school, you're getting dinner ready, and obviously a very scary situation. Right now we are giving you a live look inside the news conference.